views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. I am very glad you're here, whether you are listening live or catching an archived version of the show. See, time and distance are no barrier to energy, and whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I think you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, maybe, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. Now, my guest on today's show is speaker, spiritual counselor, tarot reader, and numerologist Mark Vincent. And he believes that most of what we experience in our human life is an illusion. These are illusions created by our mind. And his work has to do with how do we then, knowing that, give voice to the true magnificence that's in each and every one of us, all of us who are souls with bodies. Now, we're trying to get Mark on the line. Mark is in the UK, and we're working on connecting with Mark. Before we do that, let me give you the call-in number for the show. That number is 800-930-2819. It's 800-930-2819. And if you're listening at transformationtalkradio.com, go ahead and send me an instant feedback message. You can get to me through the little instant feedback box that's in the on the right-hand side of the page there near the top. You type in your question and it pops up right here in my world, and I'm happy to answer your questions if I can. Now, since we're still working on getting connected with Mark, I would love to do readings for anybody out there who'd like to connect with me for some compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive advice. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. We have Sandra from California on the line, and Sandra, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I saw the promo or the advertisement for the show, and I found it fascinating because I have been studying also about that the illusion is around us and how the reality is, it's not the reality. And I am stuck. I am letting the illusion get in the way of me. Mm-hmm. And somebody I'm meant to be with, and I'm not sure exactly if I'm going in the right way and if little by little I'm working through it, or if there's some insight coming through you from spirit. Or
yes, here's what I'm guided to say for you. First of all, you have a very, I'm sure you're quite young and beautiful and youthful in your physical body. You have very old energy, and that's a good thing. But you bring in the energy of a lot of ancient wisdom, right? You carry a lot of knowledge. I think you carry a lot more knowledge than is congruent with your physical age. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You're one of those old soul people. And my sense is that that's part of what's kind of standing in your way, if that makes sense. You know so much. You have very high standards. You strive for so much. And sometimes that knowledge gets in the way of love. It gets in the way of connection. It gets in the way of passion. It gets in the way of reaching out without always kind of thinking everything through, right? And one of the things that I see when I look at your path, especially around this relationship, is that it's not just you who's throwing up kind of mind obstacles. I think it's the other person is throwing up obstacles too. And your obstacles are kind of at war with each other. Your obstacles are kind of battling it out. Does that make sense from what you know?
Yes, could very well be, yes.
And my sense about the best way forward for you is if you can really put your knowledge aside, put all that wisdom aside for a moment and get very, very quiet. And I would love for you to be able to step back into the center, step back into your heart and try to really see this person, really see this perspective. This is more than a partner. This is a soulmate. This is a really big deal we're talking about. This is not somebody you want to have coffee with, right? Try to really see this partner as they really are, okay? And in doing that, what you're able to do is move past the what your mind throws up, move past what you should feel or think you ought to feel or someone else told you to feel, and try to see them as they really are.
And Karen, I hate to interrupt, but I want Mark to also know that he's on with us as well. Mark Vincent is with us.
Mark Vincent is here. Oh, fantastic, Mark. Sandra and I, thank you so much for being on the show today. I have Sandra on the line from California, and we're talking about in her relationship, she's feeling that she has maybe set up some illusions, some mind-based illusions for herself that are keeping her from the person who she really loves. Is that right, Sandra?
Yes, yes. It's somebody that I'm meant to be with, and there's past history here, you know, lifetimes, and it's fear. It's just it's a fear, and I'm working through a lot, and that's my story.
Right. My sense is that if you are able to step back and see this person as they are, what you're going to be receiving is intuitive guidance about how to move forward. One of the first things I can see about moving forward with this person is that we need very, very clear communication. There's been a lot of kind of loaded communication. I'd like to see very clear communication between the two of you, and that's going to be a big help as well. Okay. Now I feel like I talked all around it. Did you get anything helpful out of that, Sandra?
I am, but how would you suggest doing that? Because we've been more on an energetic level, trying to take it into the physical.
Yes.
And so we're not yet talking. It's not like we live in different states and so forth, and it's a matter of manifesting it into the physical.
Yes, my sense is that he's aware of you. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. What I would suggest is just what I said, connect with him on the energetically. You may even want to write something, okay, and send it to him. And I don't think I mean an email. I think I mean pen to paper, you know, the old-timey way. I might write something, and it might be really cool if you guys kind of made it a telepathy date, if you made set a date and a time to connect intuitively. You guys are already having a relationship, is what it feels like to me. You just aren't standing in front of each other. Yeah.
Yeah, there is a relationship, and I'm very comfortable in, but going into physical is what scares me. Yeah, okay.
Yes, absolutely. And your fear comes from your mind. Your fear is coming from your illusions, right?
Right.
That's where that's coming from. Okay. Thank you, Sandra, so much for calling the show. It's so much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you. And Mark Vincent, I'm so glad you're here. He's a speaker, spiritual counselor. He's a tarot reader, a numerologist. He's also a lot of fun and very practical. And part of what he does is help people connect with their soul purpose. He helps us connect with the beauty of the world we live in, with the universe inside all of us. So welcome to the show. You can find out more about Mark at markvincentconsulting.com. How are you? I'm glad you made it.
I'm very well, thank you. And it's good to speak to you with you again.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here. Excuse me, I'm drinking tea. And I've just taken my tea directly into my lungs. This is always a bad thing to do. We've got about 3 minutes here before we go to a break. In that time, can you just say a little bit, let the listeners know who you are and what you do, and then when we come back after the break, we'll talk, we'll get into illusions and the meat of the show.
Sure. My background is very varied in terms of what I've done. I've worked in the legal sector, specifically in banking and finance. But originally started practicing reflexology and Reiki when I was about 17 years old out in South Africa. Reached a stage where throughout that whole journey was particularly interested in inner sight, and what inner sight could really reveal to us in terms of what we were here to do and what our soul's purpose was. So nowadays, the way that's represented is that I use numerology with tarot a lot, and I also do spiritual guidance and counseling with people on a one-to-one level, and then on a much broader scale, go out and do a number of public speaking events where I talk to people about self-healing and how they can, on a practical level, really begin to tap into that inner voice, that intuition, to become spiritual beings with a very practical and physically grounded living.
And that's, the practicality is very important, isn't it? Because we can have all the know-how in the world, and if we can't apply it, it doesn't help.
Absolutely. And I grew up in an environment where there was a lot of theory. There was a lot of, I suppose, you know, hidden truths, for lack of a better expression, where people were talking about, you know, spirituality, but there was no direct and natural link to, well, how does that work for me where I am on my journey? How do I tap into that? So that's really been a very long and early fascination of mine since I can ever remember.
Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Mark Vincent from markvincentconsulting.com. We'll be right back with Mark right after this.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Well, Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is speaker, spiritual counselor, numerologist, and tarot reader Mark Vincent. And Mark is here today to talk about the glamour of illusions, how we create illusions with our mind and live a lot of, I'll let him, he'll say it better than I will, but how a lot of the way we live our life is an illusion. Is that right, Mark?
Frighteningly and also very excitingly, yes.
Oh, that's tantalizing. It's frightening and exciting.
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, the idea that, you know, we walk around and we're living our lives and it's all an illusion, you know, it kind of, you know, catches you and stops you in your stride thinking, what, really? Was my whole day being a bit of an illusion? What we're actually talking about here is the very powerful ability that each and every one of us has to actually be very imaginative. Now, there is a place and there is a purpose for our minds as we experience them. But if we take our minds and we isolate them and we live in our minds and we express through our minds, then it becomes a very illusionary based experience. The human mind on its own has a massive capability to imagine just about anything and everything at any point in time. Now, obviously, the downside of that is that we can create fears and doubts about what we are capable of. And when we start doing that, we start drifting away from our soul's purpose, and we get this feeling of deja vu where we try and do things and we get to a certain point and then, oh yeah, I remember this happened last time, and we just tie ourselves in a great big knot. So illusions, and more to the point, the glamour of illusions are actually very, very multi-layered. We have illusions in our lives which we've actually come into this particular life with, and we're here to learn from, and then we're here to understand on a deeper level. And then we have illusions which are picked up through the type of people we hang around with, the type of work that we may do, the type of environment that we find ourselves working in, socializing in.
And is it that because we believe in it, that's what makes us feel like it's true?
Yes. What's happening here is we're still brought up in a society, certainly in Western culture, where to be intelligent is something that we should all really have. Now, byproducts of intelligence, as we understand it in the Western world, manifests itself in things like ego, arrogance, selfishness. Those are some of the top and most common ones that we experience. Mm-hmm. Now, when we start living from the mind specifically, we actually do almost tie ourselves into this full and complete belief that this is the way it is. This is absolutely the way it is. And the reason we believe that is because it is the mind's job to be very precise, to be very logical, and to be able to argue any point, because we get to the stage where we have to be right. Hmm. We must be right. This is the right thing to do. This is how I've got here. So therefore, it is right. One of the fundamental illusions at this point is that the mind, when disconnected from the heart, is very, very narrow. It only really knows what it's experienced. So if you've failed in a relationship, then your mind is going to reproduce that failure. Doesn't matter whether it happened 10 years ago. Doesn't matter whether it happened 20 years ago. The mind only ever knows that failure. So it creates this massive illusion, and we have almost this ability to reproduce those failures across the board.
Huh. And then that proves it, doesn't it, right? I'm no good at relationships, and look, I'll prove it to you. This one will be bad too.
Absolutely, right? Because the mind needs to prove things. It needs to have an ego. The mind is very egotistical. It needs to be right. It needs to be able to prove that. It needs to be able to sit down and logically take it from inception right the way through to why things are the way they are. Mm-hmm. And we become very argumentative, and we have this very strong mental drive to be right, to be able to say, you know what, I know what I'm doing. I've done this, you know, yeah, I've been here.
And it creates it may create a false feeling of safety, even though you're unhappy. At least you're safe. At least nothing's going to happen that you don't know what the outcome will be.
Yes. The illusion is that you're safe.
Yes.
what we have here is that we talk a good game. You know, we can talk to people and we can explain things to people, and we can say, yes, I understand what's going on. But we're not feeling that we know what's going on. In fact, our feelings are pulling in a very different direction. Mm-hmm. And what's happening there is the heart is reaching out, and it's trying to connect to the mind so that it can express the greater truth, the purpose of your soul. But the heart isn't like the mind. The heart will never come up and say, you know what, I'm right. This is the way it is. The heart is a completely different level of understanding. It's very subtle. It usually whispers. If you ask it a question, it will answer you. But you have to teach your mind to be able to listen. Because the mind, if you ask the question, the mind will immediately try and compute an answer. And it'll run the answer and produce that answer so quickly that you'll say, yeah, absolutely, that's right. That is very, very real. That is true. But it is an illusion. Because most of us are living in the mental space, on the mental plane.
And when we live in that space, when we live in the mental plane, what are some of the ways that, how can we tell that in our lives? What are some of the signs that you see as people come to you that you can tell that they're living from that space?
One of the biggest signposts is this feeling that we need to be right. We have to have an answer. Mm-hmm. We're walking around having to have an opinion about everything and anything at any one time. Doesn't matter whether it involves us directly, indirectly. Pick up a newspaper, have an opinion, set the world to rights, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. And it comes with this huge feeling of talking an argument and presenting an argument, but feeling completely and utterly empty. Hmm. And there are so many ways that manifests itself in our lives, in relationships. If you're sitting in a relationship and you need to be right all the time, there's problems. Problems on the horizons, problems there, problems around the corner. It produces a mental loop that we can't actually see our way ourselves getting out of. Because going back to what I was saying about the mind is actually very small. It can only reproduce what it's ever experienced. If you think about, we're sitting in a universe that is huger and more expansive in terms of wisdom that anybody with a mind could ever realize. So we've got to begin to step out of that, and we've got to, you know, through a daily practice. And you know, if people listening are, you know, aren't already doing things like meditation, one of the useful practices to begin to discover where your illusions lie is just on a day-to-day basis, you know, note down how many times you had to be right.
And just
Mark, doing the conversations you have, you know, when you're listening to the radio driving to work, you know, are you sitting there going, you know what, the person's totally wrong, this is how it is, how irate do you get about being right?
And Mark, here's something I know I'm right about. We have to go to break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back. I mean, right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. We're rocking with Mark Vincent all night. Okay, well, not all night, but we still have half an hour left. Mark is a speaker. He's a spiritual counselor. He's a dynamite numerologist and tarot reader, and he's joining us today to talk about the glamour of illusion, about how the illusions we create with our mind affect us as we try to live from our heart, as we try to connect with our soul's purpose. Now, Mark is a wonderful reader. You can find out more about him at markvincentconsulting.com. And Carol from Colorado has called in to connect with Mark for a little bit of a reading. Carol, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling the show. Mark, meet Carol. Carol, meet Mark.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call. My sister was just on with Karen, and she told me to come on and talk to you, Mark. So here I am. So you get a whole family. My question is, I want to be out more, help people more, and I'm just curious, what is my best step for starting on my path towards my where I'm meant to be?
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Let's take a look and see what's in store. Right, okay. Right, first thing I'm being shown, Carol, is that you've actually come in to your current version of existence, for lack of a better phrase, with an incredible amount of what we term as old wisdom. Now, old wisdom is knowledge and experiences and lessons and ultimately soul purpose that we bring with us from previous lives. We go through many, many hundreds and thousands of lives. So by the time you bring old wisdom into your current existence, you have actually gone through an immense amount of experience, both good and, if we must use that word, bad. Now, what I'm also being shown here is that what you will do in terms of going out and helping people is really going to be of your own creation. Not to say that it's going to be difficult, not to say that you're not going to be successful. On the contrary, you would be very, very successful in actually bringing through that old wisdom in order to reach out to more people and help more people. In fact, if you didn't have that old wisdom, then, you know, my simple answer to you would be, you know, you shouldn't really be moving in that direction. But I have been shown very clearly that you're here and you're at this point where your old wisdom is to be shared with others. And the creation and the form and shape of that is really going to be of your own making, but it is going to be very, very successful. I do see quite a lot of opportunities for you in this particular area. You are at the point where you've actually turned your being towards helping and being in service of others. And on the horizon for you and moving towards you as we speak are opportunities to begin to do that. So, you know, congratulations for asking the question, because that is always a very encouraging step, a very nurturing step for you to actually begin to express that. Have you got any specific questions about what I've already said?
No. What you're saying is wonderful. So I am moving in the direction that I need to be moving, and for me to just be aware of the opportunities coming to me. Is there any information about those opportunities?
Well, we're seeing quite a lot of nines here. We're seeing a lot of nines, and I'm also seeing quite a lot of threes. Now, to break that down for you, there are three creative numbers in numerology: 3, 6, and 9. Nines, and I'm going to start with nines because I see a lot of nine around you. Nine is old wisdom, and in the creative sphere, nines are usually people who tend to either write about subjects and philosophies that place that knowledge into people at a practical level. The nine creative people like getting out and talking to people and saying, look, here is the wisdom that already lies within you. Please start tapping into that. So the nines can write books. They're also quite humanitarian type people, so they really like getting out there and working with charities and non-profit organizations. Basically, the idea of the nine creative person is to really get out there and talk to people and give them that knowledge. The three creative number, which I'm also seeing with you, is very important when it comes to communication. Tying in with your number nine, this really works very well and goes hand in hand, because you will be doing an awful lot of communication in writing. You'll be doing a lot of communication speaking, and the three really powers and brings a lot of childlike enjoyment and passion with that creative process. So you do have a lot of creative power, which is actually paving the way and actually giving voice to all of that old wisdom that I saw in the first three cards.
So therefore it is, and I appreciate this so much, thank you, it is really up to me. And if I visualize myself or I see myself with a specific soul family, say, even in another state, then that's something that can come to fruition because I would be the driving force of it. Is that what you mean?
Well, you're not necessarily going to be the driving force. What's going to be expressed through you is going to be all this old wisdom. What I suggest you actually do on a practical level, because we're seeing all these creative numbers of nine and three, start having a little dabble at writing. Think about, you know, what are your heartfelt, and I use the word heartfelt specifically, especially given the early parts of the conversation that Karen and I have just had. What are your heartfelt passions and philosophies? And begin to write around those philosophies and those heartfelt beliefs and feelings. And just feel your way into that whole writing creative experience. And as you move into that, and as you begin to write more, then begin to dabble with your three creative number and start talking about it. Sit down, walk around in a room, whatever feels good to you, and just talk about those philosophies. How would you explain it to somebody? Keeping in mind that you are going to be talking, looking at these cards and the guidance I'm getting through for you, you're going to be talking to a very, very wide range of people. You know, people in suits, people who have never worn a suit, people who have never considered wearing a suit, very successful people, very unsuccessful people. And this is where your three communications really going to start coming into a world of its own. So that's a starting point to begin to allow that intuition to come through, and it'll start giving it more shape, more form.
Wonderful. And Carol, thank you so much for calling the show. I'm glad you could be here.
Absolutely. Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. Many
blessings.
Thanks
very much, Carol.
I love the way you did that, Mark. You really did bring in what was the practical step, what could she do next, what did she need to do to really get into her heart. We've got about 3 minutes here before we go to break, and I'm wondering, what can we be doing practically, all of us, to be gently and with forgiveness and love, be more aware of the illusions we create?
On a day-to-day basis, one of the most magnificent discoveries I've ever had was what I term as waking moments. And it's those moments when you start waking up in the morning, but you're not quite awake. It's like you're floating free of all the pressures, all the deadlines, and all the dilemmas that you've collected in your life. And sometimes those moments last mere seconds, but eons and eons of truth are felt and spoken in those seconds. Mm. So when you wake up, when you feel those awakening moments, just very gently, and I got to stress gently, because it doesn't work if you push it and probe it, but gently notice how that feels. What are the subjects? What are the things that are coming up for you? And maybe just make a note of them over a week or so. And those will begin to reflect some of the illusions that's going on for you.
Now, with that, we are going into our next break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Mark Vincent. We'll be right back.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. That was me playing the guitar. Did you know that? I do that just sitting here at the microphone just to pass the time, you know, during the commercial break. Okay, no, that wasn't really me. But my guest really is Mark Vincent. He's a spiritual teacher, a spiritual counselor, a dynamite numerologist and tarot reader. And you can find out more about Mark and his work at markvincentconsulting.com. Now, Mark, before the break, you were talking about, you're giving us some ideas about practical ways that we can very gently begin to become more of aware of the illusions that we've created in our life. Can you continue with that?
Absolutely. One of the fundamental processes of establishing or discovering where our illusions lie is really beginning to pay attention to what our minds are focused on. Now, paying attention is the important part, because as we go through our days and as we are trying to fall asleep at night, we have all these things rushing about and swelling about in our minds. And they can vary from, am I going to have time to get everything done tomorrow? Am I going to meet this deadline? Where's the money from? Etc., etc. But there will be an underlying theme of all those thoughts. They may feel as if there's a gazillion all at once, but there is actually an underlying theme, an underlying pattern to all those thoughts. So start paying attention to, first of all, the nature of the thoughts you're having. Are they mainly to do with money? Are they mainly to do with relationships? Are they mainly to do with what am I here to do? And just note those down as you begin to discover them. Because once you've discovered what the nature are, what the category of those thoughts are, then you can begin to take them into your meditation time and actually begin to gently consider what the deeper meaning of that illusion is. Because there is an actual fact, a meaning to having illusions. We don't just have them because we have a mind and it's empty when we're born and we need to fill it up. There is actually a purpose to having illusions. And the purpose of having illusions is to really address this ultimate lesson of separation. Because what's happening for us is that we actually start becoming individuals. The more illusions we have, the more pressure we have on ourselves. And it's created and it's collected through, you know, how we live our lives, how we've grown up, etc. But we have more and more pressure on ourselves to become individuals and to express ourselves individuals, either through ego, either through intelligence, etc., etc. The only problem with that is that we start separating from the universe. And when we start separating from the universe, we feel happily unhappy. And we walk around and we say to people, yeah, I'm okay, I guess. Think I'm doing okay, but you're inside just thinking, what? No, I don't feel okay. I feel very empty, and I've got this sort of sinking feeling, and it's because we're trying to we're trying to separate ourselves from the universe, and we're trying to stand alone, and we're trying to fulfill that mental only expression of ourselves, which is, you know, I have mind, you know, I can think, I have ego, I must be right. And it creates this whole paradox of, well, we're physically represented as individuals and different people, but we're actually one. It's all the same. We're all part of the same universe. And that is a profound and fundamental contemplation to have. And it's not a contemplation that you sit down and you look at once or twice and think, yeah, right, I got it. It's a contemplation which gets unwrapped, and it has so many different layers, and you'll wake up some mornings and just be profoundly stunned by how this paradox of walking around as different people, but we're actually same, we're all part of the very same thing, and that's the universe.
And as we move through this journey of self-healing, do you feel that revisiting that concept seems like it would be very important?
Absolutely. I mean, as we go through our daily practices of, you know, where are our thoughts running? Where are we creating our illusions? This is where the meaning of illusions begins to reveal itself. You know, we don't need to be. Why would we need to prove ourselves right or wrong? Why would we need to be better or worse than ourselves? I mean, we talk in terms of, well, I'm better than that person. Oh, I wasn't as good as that person. I don't have what that person has. I have more than that person. We're all part of the same universe. We're not talking about that person. We're talking about ourselves. And that has a massive potential, and I mean potential as in a negative and a positive potential, because if you're negative about yourself and you're actually questioning your own self-value, you know what? That is a massive opportunity to just sit down with the universe and really return to the wholeness that is the universe.
Oh, Mark, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the program today. We got off to a rocky start, and I'm so glad you stuck with us. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Karen.
Thank you. That was Mark Vincent. You can find out more about Mark and his work at markvincentconsulting.com. He's part of an event taking place in the UK on the 12th of December. Details on his website. He's also got a great podcast, and you can link to that also from his website, markvincentconsulting.com. I highly recommend you listen. Thank you so much for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adi and Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.